KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 68 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high of 87. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In state news, one person was killed when an apartment caught fire in Fort Dodge Sunday afternoon. Pat Powers reports.
A resident of the building had called 911 after smelling smoke and activated the smoke alarm. Firefighters discovered an adult female unresponsive inside the apartment. She died of her injuries with the body taken to the state medical examiner's office in Ankeny. The name of the victim has not been released. I'm Pat Powers.
Emergency responders in Cedar Rapids were called to the scene of a partial building collapse Friday night. KCRG-TV reports the incident in downtown Cedar Rapids caused damage to a vehicle below. The incident was reported around 10:45 p.m. and was initially thought to have been caused by a possible explosion. Brick and limestone from the Iowa building at the corner of 3rd Street Southeast and 4th Avenue Southeast were seen strewn across the ground surrounding the building, and a car parked on 4th Avenue Southeast received significant damage from the fallen parts of the building, but there were no injuries reported. Officials believe the brick and a detached decorative building features from the 7th floor and above became detached from the main structure, and there appeared to be no explosion. The owner of the building will be required by the city to have the building assessed to determine if there is any risk of additional collapse or damage. Sidewalks and streets in the area will be disrupted until analysis of the building's integrity is completed. The Democratic Party's presumptive nominee for president is describing Iowa as a swing state that may be vital to an Electoral College victory this fall. Joe Biden delivered a short message to Iowa Democrats during the party's virtual fundraiser Sunday evening.
Iowa's a critical battleground state for our campaign. We're going to do everything we can to make sure Democrats win up and down the ballot all across Iowa this November.
Biden's campaign recently hired experienced staff to run his Iowa effort. His remarks last night were a public signal of Biden's investment here, and the former vice president noted Iowa's competitive races for the U.S. House and Senate.
You know, we have to do more than just beat Trump. We have to keep the House of Representatives, and we have to win back the United States Senate. We have to lead and deliver meaningful change for the millions of people who are hurting all across this nation. That means we need strong state parties, strong county parties, strong Democratic organizations at all levels.
Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Mark Smith in his recorded remarks said the nation is at a turning point.
During these difficult times, Democratic leaders who listen and understand Americans have never been needed more badly than now.
The Iowa Democratic Party's virtual fundraiser lasted for just about an hour. It featured recorded remarks from party leaders as well as Democratic activists who are honored with 8 different awards. Iowa Republican Party Chairman Jeff Kaufman blasted the event, saying it shows only the way for Iowans to see Biden is to buy a ticket to a fundraiser. Thanks to changes in federal rules, more people are now eligible to give blood and more donors are needed as hundreds of Iowa blood drives have been canceled because of the pandemic. Pete Lux, director of donor services at the Davenport-based Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center, says under the old rules, people who lived in Europe for 3 months or more were not allowed to donate blood in the U.S.
People who were deferred for living in Europe on a military base, that's no longer a deferral, and we want to make sure we can contact those people and get them back into our systems and get them back on the getting calls and reminders.
The regulations were put in place years ago due to mad cow disease, but the FDA has lifted restrictions for certain countries. The United Kingdom, Ireland, and France are not on the list. The blood center needs to collect about 3,500 units of whole blood per week. Now it's only collecting 3,200 due to the pandemic. Lux says they can't store the whole blood indefinitely.
Not really. It's good for 6 weeks, so we can kind of work that far out and plan promotions and everything around that expiration date. My boss calls it trying to catch a falling knife.
Other eligibility rules have changed. For example, those who have a tattoo or piercing are allowed to donate blood after a 3-month wait now instead of a year. The same waiting period applies to those who may have been exposed to HIV. The Mississippi Valley Regional Blood Center serves 115 hospitals in Illinois, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Missouri. Cass County Fair continues today on the modified schedule as it has been for the past few days. Earlier this morning, there was the cow-calf and feeder-calf weigh-in, and then underway at this hour is the beef checkoff, and that'll wrap up at about 9 o'clock. At 10 o'clock, there's a cow-calf and feeder-calf show, followed by the beef show. And then on Tuesday, there's the swine check-in in the morning and the swine show at 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon at the Cass County Fairgrounds. Well, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Pottawatomie County was arrested on a drug charge Saturday afternoon. 23-year-old Daniel Stephen Meehan of Council Bluffs was arrested for possession of marijuana. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, booked in, and held on a bond. Two Shenandoah men faced charges following an incident Friday night. Police say that officers were called to the 300 block of Sycamore Street at around 7:30 p.m. for a fight in progress. Following an investigation, police arrested 46-year-old Brian Lee Vandry for simple assault and 22-year-old Asa Ross Vandry for assault causing bodily injury. Brian Vandry was cited and released while Asa was taken to the Page County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. The positive impact Iowa's mild winter and reasonably dry spring has had on pheasant nesting success will likely be seen when the Iowa Department of Natural Resources conducts its annual roadside pheasant counts between August 1st and the 15th. A statewide survey is conducted by the Iowa DNR staff who drive 218 30-mile routes on gravel roads at dawn on mornings with heavy dew. And hen pheasants will move their broods to the edge of the gravel road to dry off before they begin feeding, which makes them easier to count in turn. Also, conditions for the survey are important as the accuracy of the counts depends on the dew conditions on the routes or run, according to Todd Bogenschutz, who's the upland wildlife research biologist for the Iowa DNR. Iowa's mild winter and relatively dry nesting season are two important factors that would indicate an upward trend in the state's pheasant population. A mild winter means more hen survival, and dry nesting season means better nesting success. Bogenschutz says it'll be interesting to see those survey results. The August roadside survey has been conducted over the same route since 1962. In addition to pheasants and quail, the survey collects data on partridge, cottontails, and jackrabbits. The results will be posted online at www.iowadnr.gov/pheasant survey, and that'll take place sometime in early September. Iowa's pheasant season begins, by the way, on October 31st. And the Iowa Department of Natural Resources and eligible, or rather edible, outdoors are partnering to offer virtual introduction to fly fishing and fly tying. John Matalevov, who wrote the book on fly fishing in Iowa and Wisconsin, and Eric Cabanow, a passionate fly fisher, will talk about fly fishing philosophy, safety, and its relation to conservation. Jay Winter, with more than 20 years experience teaching fly tying, will give hands-on fly tying instruction. The class will end with the learning about a few favorite fish cooking techniques. The class is geared toward adults and is open to everyone, regardless of experience. They say you won't want to miss out on this unique class. For more information or to register, you can go to the link in this same story on the news or the Ag and Outdoor page at KJAN.com. Your registration cost will cover the fly tying materials that you'll need, which will be sent to your home for the hands-on instruction. You can also find the agenda in this same story on the sports or Ag and Outdoor pages at KJAN.com. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.